We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Teenagers across the state are being sextorted at a chilling rate by overseas crime syndicates who trick them into sending embarrassing pictures over social media, then demand money in a cruel blackmail. Senior police are seriously concerned at the statewide boom in reports. Five people in the Campbelltown area alone came forward last week to report sextortion, and several hundred families have spoken to police in the last 3 months. Officers will go into schools in term one, and pamphlets are being urgently distributed by the Education Department to warn parents and children. Similar scams in the US have led to a number of youth suicides, and there's been at least one report of self-harm in Australia. These crime groups, almost exclusively based overseas, create fake profiles, normally of attractive young girls, New South Wales Sex Crime Squad Commander Jane Doherty said. They then begin chatting to young boys, normally 13 to 17. We're getting some in their early 20s, but it's predominantly teenagers. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at the App Store. Aboriginal leaders will travel to every corner of New South Wales next month to inform local communities about the voice to Parliament amid concern about a lack of grassroots consultation. The federal government and supporters of the upcoming referendum enshrining an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice are at risk of losing the yes vote in the face of a growing tide of discontent from Indigenous elders over the issue. The Telegraph spoke to elders in both the yes and no camps who said there'd been insufficient discussion with their communities. Opposition leader Peter Dutton said the issue had potential to derail the yes case. New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council Chair Danny Chapman said a travelling information campaign would kick off on February 14. And we'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
An Australian was on board a plane that has crashed in Pokhara, Nepal, reportedly killing at least 40 people. Yeti Airlines has confirmed there were 72 people on board the aircraft, including 10 foreign nationals, 2 infants and 4 crew members. The foreign national passengers included 1 Australian, 5 Indians, 4 Russians, 1 Irish, 2 South Korean, 1 French and 1 Argentinian national, a Nepal airport official said. Rescue is underway and we don't know right now if there are survivors, said a Yeti Airlines spokesman. It's understood at least 40 bodies have been recovered so far. He said the plane, which took off in Kathmandu for Pokhara, crashed between the central city's domestic airport and the international one that opened on January 1st. After the crash, rescue workers were hosing down the wreckage of the twin-engine turboprop while smoke drifted out of a ravine as hundreds of people watched. The area was strewn with what appeared to be parts of the aircraft, including seats. And Manly should make the business decision to release Tom Trbojevic if his mercy dash to the US to fix repeated hamstring injuries fails. That's a stunning claim from premiership-winning former Sea Eagle Peter Peters after Trbojevic flew to Philadelphia on Saturday to work with renowned injury rehabilitation specialist Bill Knowles. Peters fears Trbojevic could be forced into early retirement if he's unable to overcome his injury history, and also believes Manly should hide him in the centres in its NRL season opener against Canterbury to protect the fullback. And that's the latest headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are 2 incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.